A new study published this week in the journal Health Affairs lays out another benefit to eating well. Patients with chronic illnesses were delivered specially prepared healthy meals for an average of 2 years, and researchers found those patients needed less health care over that time. We're joined now by Megan Thielking. She's a reporter at our partner STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Megan, tell us more about this study.
Yeah, so the study was run in partnership with this Boston-based nonprofit called Community Servings that delivers medically tailored meals to patients with chronic conditions. So they might have high blood pressure, or they might have liver disease, or they might even be patients with cancer, or some combination. And so their diets can become pretty complicated, and that can be hard to manage alone. And it becomes even more difficult if these patients have trouble getting out to the grocery store or standing at the kitchen counter to chop up vegetables. So the program has dietitians who pick and choose pieces of different medical diets. So that could be low potassium or low sugar or low salt. And then they freeze those meals and deliver them once a week.
And could they quantify how much less healthcare one of those patients was using because they got that food?
Yeah, so participants who got the medically tailored meals, they had fewer trips to the ER, fewer rides in ambulances, and actually fewer inpatient admissions to the hospital as well. Hmm. And of course, that then translated to lower healthcare costs. So if you take away the cost of actually providing the program, the study found that those medically tailored meals were associated with about 15% lower healthcare costs.
Wow, interesting. So that must be compelling to hospitals, also the insurance industry. How are they responding?
Yeah, so I think that's the hope with doing more research on this idea that food can also be a part of preventive medicine, is that these programs could get more insurers to pay for it. So this particular program in the study, Community Servings, they've gotten a few insurers to cover their meals, but there's a hope that demonstrating that the meals could actually potentially lower healthcare costs might sway more insurers to get on board.
Well, you bring up an interesting idea that food itself can actually be a form of medicine.
Yeah, and I think it's not as mainstream of an idea as you might think. I think certainly this kind of program would require a shift in thinking, also in the healthcare community. And I think there are signs that that's already starting to happen. There are more than a dozen programs that are like this one around the country. And there are also, if you look, other efforts going on right now in the healthcare space to raise awareness about the idea that food could actually prevent disease rather than waiting to intervene when a disease actually happens. So I think another good example of that is that there's sort of a fresh focus on healthier school lunches. There are also some hospitals and clinics now that'll actually prescribe fresh produce.
Right.
You can pick up that produce at, like, there's a hospital in California that you can pick up produce on your way out of your medical appointment.
Well, it sounds great, but one of the challenges that I can see here is that controlling a diet is really difficult to do, even if you don't have a medical condition. Did researchers consider that at all? Even if the food is delivered to patients, you know, it's a lifestyle change.
Of course, yeah. I think it's a very difficult thing to do, especially if you have so many restrictions on your diet, if you have three or four factors that are going into the specially tailored diet. And I think the program tries to take some of those hurdles out of the equation, like you said, by delivering the meals, by planning them, by preparing them. They've actually even given people microwaves if they don't have access to one. So it's really easy to just, like, throw the meals in the microwave. And I think that's a critical aspect to make sure the diets stick. But certainly it's difficult. And in this particular study, the subset of patients they looked at, for the most part, stuck with the medical diets and stayed enrolled in the program. But I think if this were to be enacted on a larger scale, certainly that's a conversation we would have to have about how to actually make sure that participants stick to the diets.
All right. Megan Thielking, a reporter at STAT. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.